Hello.
Hey, Carolyn, it's Jerome. How are you?
I'm okay.
That's good. That's good. I'm just calling because we received your inquiry. I guess to receive offers on your home. Is it at USIT Euclid Ave in Lynchburg? Okay, awesome. Let me back up and give you some backstory. First off, my name is Jerome Pratt. I'm with CVA Homes. We're located right in Ashland, Virginia.
Okay.
So I know you are wondering to get some offers. What's got you looking? And also if you could tell me, a little bit about what's going on.
We're interested in selling. My husband's 65. We can't go up and down the steps anymore. When we bought the house 15 years ago, didn't expect to get old quick.
Yeah.
So
No.
we want to get closer to the children.
Got you. Got you. And that makes sense. I mean, I get tired of my own steps, Carolyn, if I'm gonna be honest with you. And I can understand, you gotta be close to the family, especially during these times. It's important. So where is your family, if you don't mind me asking?
I've got them from, I used to be in the middle of all of them. That's why I bought one here. But I'm about an hour and a half, Charlottesville area. South or north of Charlottesville, excuse me.
Got you.
About
Got
an
you.
hour and a half drive, and I don't want to do that drive anymore. So I've
Yeah.
decided to do this.
Got you. Got you. Well, I mean, I can understand that too. I definitely can. And
I don't owe anything on the home. I do have a couple liens on it, and I've gotten behind on a few things, and that's what's made me decide to do this. I've had people call in. I didn't realize how much answering one thing would generate so many phone calls, but
Yeah, no,
yeah.
I can understand that. And it's just to be transparent with you, it's probably gonna keep coming until, you maybe have. I know, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
But I can tell you there's a positive. There's a positive. So I don't know if we're the first ones to reach out, but here we're a local company right in CVA. We really operate on transparency and this whole thing. I mean, just to give you some backstory on us, the company was started by our owner who actually went through a foreclosure on his home and also bankruptcy. It was about 10 years ago. And, he realized there was nobody, there to help him in his situation at all and like, help him in that next step or even avoid going through that. So he really wanted to, start a company that was able to do so and help people in certain situations, whether, they're behind on things or not. It really is sometimes people just want to move quick and, to be close to the family is one of the reasons we see a lot. So, hopefully I can save you from having to sift through, a million and one companies by just, being straight up and, doing good business with you. Yeah.
My main thing is like I said, I stay home, take care of him, and we live on a fixed income, so just wanting to get things rolling. I know about what it's worth, and it's a lot more than I'm asking for, but the house was built in 1905, so I know there's some few things that it just needs some TLC done. And I've had people tell me that I could get 250,000 out of it if I was to do the things I need to get done. I'm not in any shape, or neither is my husband, to be able to do those things. So I was asking 100, because I know they're going to talk me down some. But, and I've even thought about doing a mortgage on it, but then I realized how much the payments would be, and I thought, well, that's kind of going to a foot doctor for brain surgery. That's not the right thing to
Got
do.
you. Got you.
So,
Yeah, no, and I can understand that. And I appreciate you, for being straight up with me as well. it takes a lot to do those, you know, updates and this, that, and the third, and let alone
right.
take care of us and what we have to do on top of
you
that.
Pay people to do it, and then they do it halfway, and you can't get up and exactly see it, you know, it just, they take your money and they just don't care.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. It happens way too often nowadays.
It does. It does. And I wish I was 20 years younger. I'd go chase them down and whip their butts, but there's no way to do that anymore.
Yeah, no, I can understand. It's just best now to just, you know, do the main thing, which is be closer to family. I get
right.
it. I do.
But I'm trying to do this kind of quick, and I've got a tax lien for my property tax, and I'm hoping to get things done quick, and everyone says they can do it, but I know that the longer it goes, the more that they're just going to try and talk around it. And like I told somebody, I just got a call about an hour ago, and there's some big company, and I'm like, you know, I'm not into the red tape. I said the only reason I answered that thing is because I thought it was going to be a quick thing. And I said I've had about 8 phone calls, and only one of them sounded like I could actually deal with that person besides you now. I mean, you're on that, you're number 2 now, because I don't want to have to go through a whole bunch of mess.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it can be that way, and that's why I'm happy you at least answered our call. I mean,
I've spoke with the attorney that's doing the that's in charge of the tax and everything, and they're really good people to work with. And she told me that she could, you know, I've been keeping in touch with the secretary and everything to make sure nothing's going to happen crazy. So I don't have to do the bankruptcy. I know that will stop it, but I don't want to have to go that route. Unless it comes right down to it, to stop it. It's the only thing that it's the only way that we are able to get another home or have money to put down on another home.
Yeah.
We're not ready to move in with children. We just want to be close to them.
Yeah. I'd agree with all of that. All of it. And you mind me asking, I guess, what is the lien amount that you have on the home right now?
For the tax?
Mm-hmm.
It's $9,000 and something.
Okay, got you. That's definitely, you know, not crazy, if that makes sense.
Right.
I've heard of much crazier situations, so.
I understand.
So, yeah, and I know, you know, with that being said, you're looking for $100 on the home. I know you said the home is from 1905, and I'm sure you guys have done some things.
Oh, yes.
Let me back up and ask,
There's another call coming in. It's okay. I'm not worried about that. When we purchased the home, we put a new roof on it. We put new windows in it. We've done several things to the home. The house inspector, he ended up giving my money back because there were so many things wrong. And I told him that he had smoked his breakfast. I wanted my money back because the first week I was in here, the roof was leaking. The toilet fell through the floor. Hot water heater blew up. Just several different things.
Wow.
That I paid for a home inspection because I was out of state. And, I think he just, I don't know what he did, but he didn't do what he was supposed to.
That
he
is
didn't
crazy.
Do what I thought he's supposed to. So.
Yeah, no. You'd think, like we were talking earlier, you'd think people could be able to do their jobs nowadays.
Right. I ended up putting a fence around the property. I had small dogs, and since then, they passed away.
I'm sorry.
But, it just, I know that if the one down the road can get 185 out of theirs, I know I can do 100 on this one. And I had a couple years ago, I talked to somebody about it, and they offered me 50 grand, and I'm like, you people, this ain't right. And that's not happening. I have two lots, two city lots, and my fence, you know, my fence doesn't go all the way to the end of my property. When the guys put the fence up, they were about 8 foot shy of it. I took care of it on the other half, the other side of the property for about 3 or 4 years. And
Gotcha.
then when somebody bought the house next door, I'm on a corner lot. When
Okay.
somebody bought the other house, they started mowing the yard. So I don't know how that's going to work. But on my deed, it says two lots. And the home's, it says 3 bedrooms, but it's actually a four. We have 4 bedrooms right now. I've got one downstairs. I had to bring it down because of the stairs.
Gotcha.
And at one time when I purchased it, it was a 3 bedroom. It's, they said. But I have a living room, dining room, kitchen, utility room, and bathroom downstairs. And then I made the other room a bedroom.
Got you. Got you.
Okay, I don't know how old you are, but back in the day, you used to have a family room and then a living room. And that's what I had when I moved here. But I took the living room and made it into a bedroom.
Got you. Honestly, that is smart. That's what I would do. But
There were 6 fireplaces in the house. They're all closed up. When I had the roof done, I had some of the chimneys taken off the
got you.
roof because they didn't need to be. Yeah. So I didn't plan to use any of them. And I still have the fireplaces inside the rooms, but they're all enclosed properly.
Got you. Well, that's good. I know fireplaces can be a hassle sometimes,
Right. Now the one I take that back. The one that was in the living room, we have a cover for it. I wanted to put a gas log in there, but I never did. Once it became a bedroom, I just left it alone. And just so,
Got you.
but
Okay.
yeah.
No worries there. No worries at all. And I know you said, well, I'm definitely hearing some of the changes you've done, which are, definitely awesome. If you could paint me a picture of like the current state, that it's in.
It's I've got a couple gutters that have come down. I'm gonna have someone this week to put those back up. I've got a young man that's coming over. It's just from the storms and things.
Yeah, no, it's been crazy lately, so.
Well, this happened, it's happened like 3 or 4 years ago, but it needs to be done. And I asked him if he would come and do those. And they said they would.
Okay.
And the fence is okay. I've got the 6 foot panels and down one side. And I noticed that, you know, some of the boards are not broke, but they're starting to come apart where they're fastened.
Got you.
And I'm gonna have him to check those out, but I don't want to mess with them if he can't fix them. So,
That makes sense. No, that does. I mean, and the fences are some, most of the times an easy fix. It's just, the labor that goes into it.
that's exactly what it is, yes, sir.
Got you. Got you.
Hold on 1 second. I am so sorry. This same one, I'm hoping it's what it is.
Okay, I'll be on the line.
Still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
That's exactly what that was. I thought it was.
Got you. Yeah, trust me, it's hard to fish through the weeds of this thing because there's going to be so many people,
Right.
So
Yes.
I like I said, we operate on just being straight up throughout this whole process. And you know,
Okay.
I don't, have you ever sold a home for cash before at all?
No. I have an idea, though. The gentleman I told you I talked to before, he was all, we were all ready to do it until I went to the title place and had to sign papers for that, and that's when I saw the offer. And he says, "Well, I'm gonna give you the difference in cash." And I was like, "Oh no, buddy, this is not the way we're gonna do this." Well, you, and I said, "No, 50." I said, "What's on paper is what's gonna be the law." And I said, "It's not happening." I said, "Now, if you had that on there as a closing, that was one thing, but it wasn't. Nothing was said anything about that." And the lady that was at the title place, she told me, she says, "I hope you're getting advice on this legally." So she knew it was wrong too. Because she says, "I know what the value, it showed up right there for her, I guess the value of it." No, she said it stated at 130 some.
Got you. And you know, it sucks that you know you had to go through that. People can't just be,
Right.
you know, straight up. And
Right.
you said he presented the offer at the signing or at the title company? That's when you
At
said.
the, no, he told, no, we agreed on a certain amount. And when I went to go there and do the paperwork for that to get it started for the title search, that's when I noticed on there, I was like, "Hold on, what is this?" And she's like, "Well, you just need to sign here, here, and here." And I said, "Well, I'm not going to sign anything." I'm so sorry.
You're good.
Let me get your name and number, and then I can give you a call back in case I lose you.
Yes, that would be good. I mean,
One second.
let me know when you're ready.
I'm so sorry. One second. I got a little yappy dog here.
You're good.
He replaced one of the three that passed. I tell you what, I would never do it again. Stay away from the chihuahuas.
Oh yeah, no, they definitely, if anything, you're gonna hear a chihuahua.
Oh, Lord, yes. Okay, honey, give me your name and number.
My name is Jerome, Jerome,
Okay.
and my last name is Pratt, Pratt. And
Okay.
the number is 804-735-0465. Yep, and the company that I'm with is CVA Homes, basically Central Virginia Homes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But
So
yes.
as far as knowing what to do or how to go about it, I have not a clue
Okay.
because it stopped that day.
Got you.
Yes.
Got you. And that makes sense. I'd have stopped it too.
Yes, he tried to t explain. He tried to, well, he tried to tell me that our verbal agreement was the same as a that, and I told him, I said, "Well, I don't know what to say else to you, but this is not straightforward." And I said, "So you'll have to consult with an attorney on that." And I never heard nothing back from him.
Yeah, no, I think because he knows, anyone in business knows that a verbal agreement is not a
Right.
binding agree. That's
Years
not one.
ago, well, years ago, you know, your word meant everything, but
Yes.
these people don't know how to spell that word. So, hey, yeah, definitely don't practice it.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I'd agree. So yeah, I know, let me at least outline the process. So, you know, like I said, I'm gonna ask some questions about the house. We've pretty much gone over most of the information that I need. And then I'm able to, you know, gather up some figures and I can give you offers pretty much ASAP. If you have the time, we can do it in this call and or we can do it a follow-up call with those numbers. Either
Okay.
or, what's really
Okay.
best for you works for us.
Okay.
What we do mostly here is cash offers for homes, just because that is the quickest turnaround.
Right.
But we also are able to work out, creative offers and different things to try to, make sure we're doing what is needed
Right.
from,
Okay.
transaction itself. But yeah, it's very simple. We're a company that doesn't give you any type of, contingencies, this, that, and the third. We purchase
Right.
as is. So, if we were able to reach a conclusion, you wouldn't need to update those gutters like you're planning on doing.
Okay.
So yeah, it's really straightforward. We do, after we reach, an agreement, we do send an inspector out within like 15 days. But
Okay.
that's just totally
Okay.
on our
I'm so
call.
sorry. Okay. Say that all over again, the part about 15 days. I apologize.
No,
So I
don't
walked in the room.
apologize.
Okay.
You're
Okay.
good. So we send an inspector out, like, once we've agreed to a number, just to, make sure that everything's good on our side and your side, and we
Okay.
cover that cost as well.
Okay.
And any numbers we discuss, that total amount goes to you. So, I mean,
Okay.
it's really straightforward. It's
Okay.
very, very straightforward.
You said it takes about 15 days?
Well, no, I was saying we send
Okay.
a inspector out within 15 days.
Okay.
But at the same time, I know you said your timeline to close, you wanted to as soon as possible. Were
Right.
you looking, just talking date wise, were you looking at the end of the month, or were you looking at the new year, or what was
No, I'm look
your window?
the 1st of December.
1st of December. And that's definitely doable. Definitely
Okay.
doable. We've done
Okay.
2 weeks, 7 days, 25 days.
Okay.
We've done all of it, so.
Okay.
All right, 1st of December, I'm gonna mark that down. Got you. And that's the date that you guys are planning on being out of there, correct?
Well, not until we do things, and then I need about 2 days.
Got you. And that's no problem. We work with your
Okay.
schedule. I just wanted to
Okay.
note for clarification.
Okay.
Yep, so also, are you is your Is anyone else involved in the decision at all with this process? I know you said,
No.
that's
No.
okay.
Just me.
Got you. You're taking care of it.
Yes.
That's definitely good. Definitely
Everything's in, yeah, it's all in my name.
good. Okay, awesome. That makes it a lot simpler.
I mean,
Definitely.
I have a husband, but you know,
Yeah.
yes,
Yeah, no,
I take care of all that.
got you. Got you, got you. He's lucky. When I tell you, I wish somebody took care of finances for me.
Right.
Yeah, no, but
Well, it's a headache. It's not a basket of roses, but yes.
yeah, no, I can understand. I definitely can. So I'm just looking up here, and you guys said, how long have you owned the house or been in the house? I didn't quite get that from you.
I got it in 2011. Ten or 11.
Got you. Got you. And I know you said you had about 9,000 left in a tax lien, but you said the rest of it was paid off, correct?
Yes, but there, well, that's just what the emergency is right now. There's other things on there.
Got you. Do you would you know about like how much in total would we have to take care of?
About 40.
About 40. Okay. Got you. Got you. That's understandable. All right. And what questions, if any, did you have for me in this?
I don't right this moment, but I will get back with you in the morning.
Okay, no
Is that
problem.
okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. What are your hours?
Typically 8:30 to 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay. And you're
8:30.
out of where? Ashland?
Yep, Ashland, Virginia, right
Okay,
on
that's
the
where
highway.
I dropped my grandchildren off to meet their mother at the police
Oh.
department there. Yes, I used to live in, when I was a little girl, I lived in Hanover.
Okay. Awesome.
I know exactly the area. I don't know where you're at, but
Yeah, we're right on the airport, the airstrip. You know where the Hanover Airport is?
I have an idea where it's at, yes.
Yeah, we're right
You're over
in.
by there.
Yep.
Okay.
So we could even, I don't know I know you said you're tired of that hour and a half drive, but if you end up making
Right.
it again,
Right.
you can
Well, I
definitely.
don't go there. The one that lives up north, he drops his children off there, and then they go to the Carolinas. They're the ones that moved away from my midway point.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the middle part for them.
No, that's definitely understandable. And with this, I know we were talking briefly about any updates. I know you said there was a new roof put on in 2010 when you moved
Yes,
in,
yes,
and new windows when you got there.
yes. I put those in, yes.
Got you. And just, would you say it's cosmetics needed throughout the house or any there? I mean, what changes would you make if you were to stay,
Just fixing things, the things that I've told you.
Got you. Just wanted a general idea of the inside. I know you guys are living in it, so I'm sure it's
Right.
beautiful. You know what I
Right.
mean?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So, with that being said, I'm almost done here, but have you guys, started looking in areas closer?
Yes and no. A little. Not to where I've talked to anybody legally or anything, but no. Nothing like that yet.
Got you. Yeah, no, and we even help with that. I mean,
Oh, okay.
we do. We're full service, so we have awesome realtors on our team that help search for other options in the meantime.
Right.
All of that, so we can help on the back end as well.
Okay.
Give me one second here. And at this point, I am going to ask. You said you have grandchildren. How many do you have?
I have six so far.
Oh, that is a lot of Christmas. A lot
Yes.
of Christmas. Whew.
Yes.
No, but that's really a blessing. It is.
Yes, it is.
Is. I don't know if this applies, but it has a soft spot. Family does because I take care of my grandmother a couple of times a week.
Okay.
So all those little things that you do when you're young, it does come back. They
Yes,
remember
it does.
that.
They do. I agree.
Yes, and you have two full bathrooms in the house, correct?
Yes.
And would you say both need some type of updating or anything of
Yes,
that nature?
they do. They do need that.
Got you. And how's like water heater in the home? Have you had any issues with that or the
No.
HVAC wall?
Nope, none of that.
Okay, good. And there's central air and heat in the house?
No.
Got you. No worries, no worries at all. Okay. All right, so numbers honestly are the easiest part of this.
Okay, I
I
understand.
I always do my best to try to, make sure I'm getting as close to what you need as possible.
Okay. Excuse me.
And with this, most investors, like you said, you said you had a crazy offer. What was it? It was like 50,000 before.
Yes, that was what was on paper, yeah.
And was that with the guy that took you to the title?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, that is crazy. So yeah, you've experienced, people will come in with all types of crazy offers. Any investor's gonna, of course, try to, make it as low as possible. We really don't try to get over on people, but
Right.
we do give realistic numbers of what we can do, and also a way to help with the situation. So
Right.
I know you're tired of the stairs up and down, want to be closer to grandchildren. And the house needs some TLC. So struggling to get to exactly where you want to be on this, but where I am at, or what would be like a no risk situation for us would be right around that 75 mark. 75, 183, to be exact.
Let me get back with you in the morning then,
Well,
and I will see what I can do.
what would, I mean, I definitely know you want to get back in the morning. What number would, you possibly feel would allow you to, just start the process?
I don't know. I have to do some thinking and redoing some things. But that's what's going to eliminate me for the other part.
You're talking about what's owed, correct?
Right. That and to be able to finish everything.
Finish like the changes in the home, or were you
Yes.
talking about
Yeah. No, not that. But the
moving?
yeah.
Got you, got you. And I can understand that. I definitely can. I wanna work with you to meet you on your side of things.
You said you're there till 5
Yeah.
today?
We're
Okay.
here till
Let me
five.
give you a call back in about 30 minutes.
Yeah, if you could, because I
Okay.
think we can make this work. I mean,
Okay.
75, I know that you said 75, 183. I think we can make this work and get to your side of things. I mean,
Okay.
are you in between? Because I know you said there was another company that you had spoken to before, too.
Yes, yeah, because you're 10 shy of that.
Got you. So they were at 85.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, if I was able to beat that, I have to go to our owner directly. But
Understand.
if I was able to beat that, would we be able to make something work today at all?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd be able to, like, I guess, send over everything to you. And but well, let me back it up also and tell you.
Okay, now hold on. I don't do email, hon. Everything would have to be done through the mail.
Through the mail.
Yes, I don't know how to do all that stuff.
Got you, got you, got you. And that's perfectly fine.
Okay.
That's perfectly fine. You're in Lynchburg as well,
Right.
correct? Okay. Would we be able to, because I know mail takes a while. It takes a while, a lot of back and forth. And there's nothing wrong. We'll, of course, do what you need us to do. But if we could come out and meet you at the property, would that help you at all?
Yes, that would work.
Or? Okay. If you could, I know you're wanting to go. If you can give me about 2 or 3 minutes, I'm going to speak to our owner. I'm going to see if we can beat this 85. And then also, I'm going to see if we can come out because he frequents Lynchburg area. We could schedule to get this thing done so that way you can start on the process and not have to, add on to any amount you owe.
I understand.
Yeah, so if you could give me 2 seconds, Miss Carolyn, I
Okay.
apologize to make you
Not
wait.
a problem.
All right. Miss Carolyn, you still there with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. When I tell you, remember I told you our owner, you know, had been through the process himself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I can tell you it is over our threshold to go to that 85 plus.
Right.
But if we can get this done today, he did give me approval to do so.
Okay.
So I'd be at 87, 587.
Okay.
So $87,587.
Okay.
And that total amount would come straight to you at closing.
Okay.
And with this, if we're able to get this done today, we would cover all closing costs and everything for you as well. So that way that total amount goes to you.
Okay.
And then, you know, you have a smooth transition. You have, you know, what you need to pay. And then also, I think it would be a good situation for you to, you know, be closer to family as well. And
right.
Yeah, I think this would solve it. But I do have a quick question to you.
Yes.
Do you have a smartphone?
I do. It's just not as smart. It's only as smart as the operator.
Yeah, I completely get it. What we can do, I know you said you don't.
Okay. What I was going to ask you, though, is if I can get, if I give you a call back, I can give you my daughter's information, and she can help with this, too.
Okay, that's fine.
And she knows all about the phones and everything.
Yeah, that's
because I don't want to miss anything on this.
Yeah, I completely understand. And I can say we wouldn't even have to email. I want to ask, do you text at all?
I do that.
Okay, so it's gotten simpler nowadays. You don't got to worry about email.
Okay.
You can just do text. And what I will do is I can send over the text of the agreement dating 87587. And also, our agreement is very simple and very straightforward. It's one page.
Okay.
It just simply states that we take care of that entire cost of the closing cost, and the full amount going to you is 87587 at closing.
Okay.
And I can go over that with you and also, you know, answer any questions you may have as well.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is give me 2 seconds and I will text everything to you.
Okay.
So you can read it over and we can go over it together. You know, I don't want you to have questions and me not be able to answer them.
Understand.
Miss Carolyn, is this 363-7143 number? A good number?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was a house phone or the smartphone.
No.
Gotcha.
No.
And can also, just to clarify, I know you had said you are the sole owner of the home.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Give me 1 second. Filling out everything for you. All right. I got you in there, Miss Welsh. All right. So bear with me. I'm just filling in here the amount that we get you. And again, 87,587 is where we met.
Excuse me.
You are fine.
Sorry about that.
You're fine. Also, I'm curious, just because I'm a dog lover, is Chihuahuas all you have? Or?
No, I have a Dachshund also.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. Mm-hmm. I love, ever since I was little and just figured out that they're called wiener dogs, I've loved them.
Yes.
I definitely have. In our office here, we actually have, I mean, you could say mascots, but we have two labs. We have one chocolate lab named Pepsi and another yellow lab named Willow.
So,
I know I'm talking about dogs and I should be talking about money, but.
Oh, you're fine.
One second, I'm just putting in your address here. And I know it's Euclid Ave, Lynchburg. If you could give me the zip code for your home again.
24501.
24501, got it.
Mm-hmm.
So just to confirm, 618 Euclid Ave, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just got to triple check my work, you know. All right. That will be 87,587. And I know you're wanting to close by the first.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify. But you would need 2 days after that to move, you were saying.
Yes, unless I could have a couple extras, but yes.
Now we can stretch this out. I mean.
Okay.
If you want, we can. I know, you know, this time of the year is hard. You know,
right.
The holidays all throughout the next 2 months. I mean, we could put it until the 31st of December if you want me to. That would be the farthest I'd be able to stretch it.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
And then if it doesn't take as long, I can just call.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, and we can. It can always be sooner. You know, it's really just giving
okay.
you that time, whatever is best
right.
for you. All All right, so I set it for 12/31/2024. All right, and we are getting this done today, so I'm putting in today's date at the end of the agreement. I know your grandbabies are going to be so excited to have you closer.
Very true. Excuse me.
Honestly, you yourself would be excited. I know the road's unforgiving sometimes. Almost done. I'm going to be texting that to you soon. Give me 2 seconds. All right. I have that completely filled out. And I'm going to be texting it over to you.
Okay.
And we can go over it together.
Okay.
It'll be a lot simpler. One second. Also, Ms. Carolyn, do you happen to, I know we're not sending over anything to your email, but do you know your email?
It's in my phone.
Okay. No worries. We don't have to
go
over that right now. That can be done later. It's very simple.
I will text that back to you.
That works.
Okay.
All right. So that has been sent over to your text.
Okay.
And once you see or, you know, see the text, just let me know. And
okay. I'm going to go. Okay, now, well, it hasn't come yet, but as soon as it comes in, I'm going to go and talk to my husband.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to call you right back and... That's that 30 minutes. I was going to go over everything with him.
That's perfectly fine.
He'll be happy.
That's perfectly fine. And I will be here. You said, what is the time frame that...
It won't take long. It'll be about 15, 20 minutes to talk to him.
All right, got you.
I'm going to fix him something to eat real quick, too. He's hungry.
Well, good. I'm sure he'll be happy with a good meal and knowing y'all can be closer to family.
Yes.
All right. You let me know.
Okay.
You've got that. And I'm going to verify the... The number was 434-363-7143.
Yes.
All right, got you. Yep, so that should have sent. Sometimes it takes a little while. You seeing anything as of yet?
1 second, let me look.
Okay.
Forrest McGee?
Yes. So
okay.
Forrest is, just to let you know, our company's CBA, our parent company's Forrest buys houses, and that's our owner that I was speaking with and telling you about.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So.
Okay. I will go, yeah.
Oh,
like I said, I'm going to get him taken care of, and I'll go over it with him, and then I'll holler right back at you.
Okay. All right. And I look forward
Thank
to
you,
hearing
Jerome. I appreciate your help, hon.
No problem at all, Miss Carolyn. Just let me know.
Okay.
Once you
I will do.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.